up. "There's sorcery out there, Croaker," One Eye said. Goblin nodded. "The heavy stuff. You can feel the screaming edges of it from here." "How far away?" I asked. "About 2 days, close to that place we stopped." I shivered. "Can you tell what it's about?" Goblin said nothing. One Eye shook his head. "All I can tell you is I'm glad I'm here and not there." I agreed, even in my ignorance of what was happening. Mergen blanched. He pointed over the book he was studying, which he held out like a protective fetish. "Did you see that?" I was looking at Lady and brooding about my luck. The others could sweat the little stuff like some bloody sorcerer's duel 50 miles away. I had troubles of my own. "What?" I grumbled, knowing he wanted a response.
"It looked like a giant bird. I mean, like one with a 20-mile wingspan that you could see through."
I looked up. Goblin nodded. He had seen it, too. I looked to the north. The lightning ended, but some pretty fierce fires had to be burning up there. "One Eye, your new buddies there got any idea what's going on?"
The little black man shook his head. He had the brim of his hat pulled forward, cutting his line of sight.
That business up there, whatever it was, had him rattled. By his own admission, he is the greatest wizard ever produced by his part of the world, with the possible exception of his dead brother, Tom-Tom. Whatever that was out there, it was alien. It did not belong.
"Times change," I suggested.
"Not around here, they don't. And if they did, these guys would know about it." Wheezer nodded vigorous agreement, although he could not have understood a word. He hawked and spat a brown glob into the fire.
I had a feeling I was going to have as much fun with him as I did with One Eye.
"What is that crap he's all the time chewing? It's disgusting."
"Cut," One Eye said. "A mild narcotic. Doesn't do his lungs any good, but when he's chewing it, he doesn't care how much they hurt him."
He said it lightly, but he meant it. I nodded uncomfortably, looked away.
"Quieting down up there."
No one had anything to say to that.
"We're all awake," I said. "So get packing. I want to move out as soon as we can see to walk."
I did not get a bit of argument. Wheezer nodded and spat. Goblin grunted and started getting his things together. The others followed his example, Mergen putting the book away with a care that I approved. The boy might make an analyst after all. We all kept sneaking looks at the north when we thought our uneasiness would go unnoticed. When I was not looking that way, or tormenting myself with glances at Lady, I tried to get an estimate of the reactions of the newer men. We had encountered no sorcery directly yet, but the company has a way of stumbling into its path. They seemed no more uncomfortable than the old hands. Glances at Lady. I wondered if what seemed inevitable on the one hand and foredoomed on the other would ever cease crackling between us. So long as it did, it would distort everything else in our relationship. Hell, I liked her fine as a friend. There is nothing so unreasonable and irrational and blind and just plain silly-looking as a man who works himself into an obsessive passion. Women do not look as foolish. They are expected to be weak, but they are also expected to become savage bitches when they are frustrated.